Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yo, what's happening? Tiki and Tierney ready to go on this Wednesday. How are you today? Come on in. Come on in. Let's go. We got a lot of good stuff today. Wednesday, generally the day, well, not generally, always, the day that we turn the page from the previous week and we start to look ahead to the upcoming week. Always a fun day. So Tiki and I are ready to roll. Hopefully you guys are ready to do the same. We're coming inside of our Rockin' Morgan studio down in Lower Manhattan on the west side, because the west side, the best side. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget, your family. Rockin' can't listen, Tiki. I mean, Urban Meyer. This is going to be a
get off Urban Meyer's back.
This is going to be a wild ride, and you could take this one to the bank. It is going to be a short ride Jacksonville.
Now,
with the caveat,
okay? Go ahead.
With the he's not going to pull a Lou Holtz like Lou bounced on my Jets in 1976 when he was the head coach. A lot of people don't even know this. Lou Holtz was the coach of the Jets, and he left before the season ended, all right? I'm not saying Urban Meyer is getting ready to fire up the USC jet. He's not taking this job. I do, unless they're able to somehow like push this, which they can't because you got to get recruiting into, you know, the offseason. Like once the Jaguars play their 17th game, because Lord knows they ain't playing an 18th game this year. And so he's not going to be the USC coach this year. I'm not trying to create a situation where Urban is already digging in and he's got his agent working on a 7-year deal with USC with all the power brokers. No, he's not going to be the USC coach. But what I have said from day one is it is going to be tumultuous. All right. And little things, first of all, the charade of, well, Gardner Minshew might win the job. Okay.
I mean, all right. He's just trying to be the college guy. Got to earn your position.
Yeah.
I kind of understood that.
Speaking of college, brings in his college boy, Tim Tebow, Dog and Pony Show, finally cuts him. Okay. Let's bring in Timmy to, get the messaging out here. Now, oh, by the way, then there was the report the other day from Jason Lockenfor that wrote about in detail this almost state of paranoia already within the walls of the Jaguars building because coaches don't trust Urban and he's already threatening job security. And now you want to talk about petulance and arrogance or just not reading the room, denying the great Denver Bronco reporters a conference call to prepare for the game this week?
Yeah.
This guy doesn't get it.
Well, first of all, I almost don't blame Urban Meyer for denying the Denver Broncos reporters an opportunity to interview him. Why? Because he doesn't have to do it. And I'm trying to get Sam to define the background of this because for as long as I played and as long as I've known, it was mandatory.
It's still mandatory.
No, they just changed.
Oh, they did change that. That's right. They changed
the rule.
It. Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
I don't think it matters.
If you don't have to engage with the opposing media before the game, so you potentially say something billboard material wise, or they dig on you about players who are going to play and schemes that you're going to run. If you don't have to do that, why in the world would you do it?
Etiquette.
Right?
Protocol.
Forget etiquette. I'm talking about competitive advantage.
What is he going to say? Yeah, guys.
I don't know.
Hey, Denver,
are you listening
on 3rd and 9?
We're going to have
this guy start in this position. Well, he's too smart for that. He doesn't want to hear about USC. That's the thing. He's dodging USC. Got nothing to do with giving away strategy. He's too smart.
My point is not about Urban Meyer. My point is that the NFL changed this rule. I think recently, maybe as in like a week ago, they changed this rule, and I don't understand why.
Any other coaches do it?
Of course not, because no other coach, every other coach has been in the league for a while. He's been around the league for a while, right? And or like Matt Rhule, who, by the way, I had the greatest time chatting with.
He was almost the Jets coach, by the way. You know, I love
Matt. Well, by the way, that's why he went and got, this is an aside to what we're talking about. This is why he went and got Sam Darnold, because he had to do all the research to interview for the Jets.
Yep.
And he's like, this kid's got a pretty big arm.
Yeah.
They just don't have any talent around him. And the scheme sucks.
Yeah.
But I actually like Sam Darnold.
Uh-huh.
And so when they had a chance to move off of Teddy Bridgewater, there was a reason that he traded when everybody thought Sam Darnold was dead in the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that Matt Rhule traded got rid of Teddy Bridgewater and traded for Sam Darnold. But my point is, Matt Rhule would talk to you for hours. If we called him, we had a cell phone.
We've had Matt on the show.
I know, but if we called him right now and picked up the phone and say, and he was free, he'd talk to us for 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Because that's just him.
Yeah.
He likes to engage in people. Urban Meyer does not like to engage people, period. He didn't like it when he was at Florida because they asked him all kinds of questions about the hoodlums that he had down there. He didn't like it when he was at Ohio State because, you know, are you cheating? Are you doing, how are you getting all these great players?
Because there was a lot of smoke around them. Guys had some real questions.
That's exactly right.
Much like they're going to ask about USC.
That's right. And so the fact that he doesn't have to do it, I can't fault him for not doing it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Urban Meyer seems to be a little selective, a little convenient in terms of how he sees the media. When the media's cutting up a check, like Fox,
yes,
he has no problem partaking in media discussions, in football discussions, doing conference calls, by the way, which I read transcripts from when he was on the, like, he would do these conference calls in anticipation of their big pregame show, and he would be on with some, whether it was Reggie Bush, Matt Leinart.
It's because it's his job.
So it's not an aversion to being part of the media.
No.
He's just being different.
He's
and
not.
Different isn't going to work when you go 2-15 two or three times.
If he doesn't have to do
this. He's not going
to
last long there.
Samter, can you find out the rule? Is this a rule?
They just changed it.
They just changed this rule, right? And so if you are a coach and you don't want to potentially, not definitely, but potentially giving away any secrets or giving away any advantage. Hey, is DJ Chark going to play today? How
guys, we don't talk about personnel issues in terms of injuries. We just don't do that.
Yeah, but then you come off sounding like a jerk.
Better than coming off than absent.
Well, he doesn't have to.
I know.
Here's my point.
I'm not saying find the guy.
It's not mandatory.
I'm not saying punish the guy. I'm just saying it doesn't look good.
Of course it doesn't look good. But who cares if it looks
care.
Good? I don't.
It's all part of the drill of being the guy. I just.
Yeah, but.
He just admits something that's
got so,
tough to like.
Yeah, but he's got so much history, successful history, albeit in college, that he doesn't have to be liked, right? All he's got to be is successful. And to him, doing a media availability for the opposing team is I don't know, tantamount to him being unsuccessful, right? And that's what he thinks. And so I don't mind it. I really don't.
Bill Belichick does it.
Okay, but Bill Belichick
is allergic.
Yes,
to giving anything out.
But Bill Belichick, let's see how long Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's a good point. If Urban is the first guy of several, I will change my position on not. No, I still won't like that he didn't do it because he was the first, and I don't think he's earned that right. But I don't want to get too petty with my criticisms here. So I would change how I perceive how we handle this, but I will not alter what I still forecast to be a very short, bumpy ride in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
That's my ultimate point.
Only if he doesn't see success and he doesn't think that he can win or create a winner, then maybe he bounces. But I don't believe that that's his DNA to just quit, right? And some people are trying to do it already. They're saying, one game in. See ya, Urban Meyer. You're done. You don't have what it takes. Your players are bitching and moaning. Guess what? Every time there's a new coach, players are bitching and moaning. Trust me. Coach Coughlin.
Jets players aren't bitching and moaning. They love Rob Saleh.
Yeah, because they came from, like, abject, I don't know, stupidity. coach.
Boy, I just opened up myself for that
Adam
one.
Adam Gase. And so it's like, this is a breath of fresh air.
Dolphins like Flores pretty early.
You guys actually smile, right? You guys actually have a game plan. You know what to do with a rookie quarterback and how to, you know, not expose him instead of telling him to throw to this guy every time. I mean, the Jets needed a breath of fresh air, and Rob Saleh is unbelievable. Most teams that get a disciplinarian head coach, it ends up being ugly early. Coach Coughlin was this way when he came to the Giants in 04.
That's very true.
I mean,
there's no doubt about that.
It was like...
Same with Parcells, with all the teams he went to.
All right, Who's buying in? Uh-huh. And if your hand was like halfway raised, you were out.
Yeah.
They turned over half the team in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that just happens. And Urban Meyer is that kind of coach. That half the team is going to turn over before they even start to buy into his new culture. And the coaching staff is the same way. I mean, because this report was not just the players.
No, were, it was the coaches, which I think is worse. Ornery. I think that's worse that it's the coaches.
What have I always told you, dude, about new coaches in the NFL? One of the hardest things that they have to do.
Learning to trust their people to do their job, to delegate.
And finding a staff.
Oh, right? Yes, of course. That's right? Yeah, finding a staff, so sure. But since he found the staff, I got you.
But does Urban Meyer know Daryl Bevel really well? Daryl Bevel's been in the NFL for a
long time.
He was the Seattle Seahawks.
That's correct.
Championship. That was a decade ago, right? I don't think he knows Daryl Bevel very well. Joe Cullen, does he know him very well? I don't think so, right? You could do like, only because I like this guy, you could do like Matt Rhule and bring a college coach you just got, you know, a good relationship with, and Joe Brady, and then bring your college defensive coordinator and Phil Snow to the NFL. You could do it that way, and then the culture's all set because they know you, right?
Yeah.
Urban Meyer doesn't know these guys.
Well, it's a shotgun marriage for a guy who's never coached in the NFL.
And so he's trying to wrap his head around just how to be a head coach in the NFL. And then he's got Daryl Bevel's, well, in Seattle, we used to do it this way, and this is how we did install. And he's like, I don't want to do it that way. You know what I mean? I want to do it my way. I'm the head coach, dude. You're not the head coach. You got fired from your last job, Daryl, right? I'm the head coach. And so I can see how that gets like, how it can get combative with the coaches as well as with the players, because when a disciplinarian comes in, the team turns over, period. That just is what it is.
It's just early for there to be jagged edges already. I mean, with the coaches.
Yeah.
Players, I get it. You know, players, listen, when you're tasked with fumigating a building. Now, there's coaches that are brought in to just, you know, learn how to win and take the next step. Then there are coaches like Robert Saleh, like Matt Campbell, like Urban Meyer, who are brought in to fumigate the joint, to just, you know, delete that stench of losing that's permeated the air and the walls of the building.
They were in the AFC Championship.
Well, that's true, a couple years ago. But I mean, most recently. But more so with the Lions and the Jets.
Pure luck, but whatever. But,
that was a weird run. And a great run, a fun run.
Yeah.
But certainly with the Jets and the Lions, that does apply. There's no doubt. They've been.
And by the way, Dan Campbell is doing that. I know people.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of post game from week one, even though they lost that game by 11 or so.
I think they lost by 8. It was a one score game.
I think you're right. It was 8 because 41, 8, 33, whatever it was. But you're right. They fought back, right?
Yeah.
And he was aggressive. And you're right. Dan Campbell is changing the narrative.
They're trying to. So I get it. When you're brought into a losing situation like Detroit, like New York, you're going to, even though Robert Saleh and Campbell seem to be wired a little bit different, you're going to rub people the wrong way because there's a complacency and there's guys who, you know what, I'm 2 years into a 5-year, even though there's no such thing 5-year deal in the NFL, but I still have years on my contract and I don't really have anything to prove, and there's just an immediate clash. I get that. But to me, Urban Meyer is inherently unlikable. This is not a character assassination.
Oh, tell me how you really feel.
He is very hard to like.
Yes.
I mean, the guy bounces everywhere he goes.
I don't mind. I don't mind that.
You know, and I only say that not to denigrate the guy, but you know, he's very rarely going to get the benefit of the doubt from the media. And, you know, not that that's going to necessarily influence, you know, what he does or what Khan does, the owner.
Yeah.
But Shad Khan. But he's, you know, he put it this way. You can manipulate college because, and I'm not saying overtly that this happened, all right? But in college, you can cheat to get stars.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And if you are tired
Now you don't have to, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I know exactly what you mean.
If you're tired of losing, you can, you know, and you need discipline, you can threaten kids with playing time, which directly influences how much money they can make as pros.
Yes.
You've got the absolute, you're in the power chair, no matter what.
You have the hammer.
You get to the NFL, you can't do shady recruiting method. Like,
no.
You have what you have.
That's right.
And he is not used to losing, and he is going to lose.
It is just beginning, and I am not that worried about it yet. Give me, I don't know, 2 months, and it's, you know, they're 1-8.
About that.
Right? Or 1-7. And
depending upon when the buy is, yeah, yep, somewhere in the neighborhood
and,
of that. Yeah.
And then guys are jumping ship, so to speak.
Like, if he's 1-8, it's like, going to take like, a lot longer than that. A lot shorter than that.
Like talking about him in, like openly in the media.
Geez. Oh, boy.
Then I'll worry about it. Or we see a departure of one of these coaches who he seemingly has issues with. Then I'll worry about it. But right now, after one game and Trevor Lawrence's rookie.
And by the way, it was the
campaign.
Texans. It wasn't the Buccaneers, dude.
Yeah, but.
It was the Texans.
I think maybe we shorted them a little bit.
You're right, Santer. Give me back my sheet. I need to make the Texans a wild card team.
No, they're not a wild card team.
They're going to win two more games.
But David Culley is really likable. And to your point, the antithesis of what you're talking about with Urban Meyer, these guys love him.
Yeah.
Right? And and Tyrod Taylor is, he's a good quarterback.
He's a pro.
Robert pro. Woods is.
Not Woods.
I mean, Cook, Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks.
Is a stud.
Mm-hmm.
And
good player.
Somebody's got to catch the football in that team. That's why I picked him up on my fantasy squad. And,
oh, you finally figured out how to do that with
I
the.
I finally did.
Okay.
I
did. Right.
And I got Christian Kirk. I got Christian Kirk yesterday.
Oh, nice. You did get him.
Yeah. Good. So even though I thought I screwed it up, but whatever. Yeah. I think Houston's not going to be horrible. They're going to be competitive. They're not going to win a lot, but they're going to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Jacksonville's not even at the point where they can be competitive right
Jacksonville
now.
Jacksonville roster to me is better than the Houston Texans roster.
Really?
I think it is.
I mean,
yeah. With Robinson, with the quarterback, I know the Tyrod's decent, but Trevor Lawrence is immensely gifted.
Yeah.
Josh Allen's a really good defensive player. I mean, they got some players there.
Yeah, they got a good offensive line. A
decent offensive line. But Cam Robinson's there. They got some players.
But they also have a rookie quarterback who threw three interceptions.
No, I know. He's also the greatest, theoretically, prospect we've seen since Luck or before that. So let me ask you this. Let's go around the room real quick. Stugetz, over, under. I can't even set it at more than two here. A year and a half.
I say under.
Okay, so you're more with me. Santer, over, under, a year and a half before things get ugly for Meyer in Jacksonville.
Are we talking about before things get ugly or before he
He bounces? It seems like he has to bounce or he might bounce.
I think things will get ugly in less than a year and a half, but I don't think he bounces.
Okay.
I think that he stays. Urban Meyer, and I said this yesterday, he will stay with the team until he wins, and then he bounces. Mm. I don't think he bounces just because things are tough. I give him 3 or 4 years.
You might be right. I'll give you a little credit on that, and ultimately you might get full credit. You might be right, though. I don't see that happening. But the only thing that could change the timeline, because I think that as you look at that situation, or if you look at his personality, it's a good read. That he's not going to want to have on his resume, 2-15, 1-9, and then he bolts mid.
Yeah.
I absolutely get that. He is too driven, too egotistical in a good way. I mean, too accomplished, right? But the problem is, there's only certain jobs that he would want at the collegiate level. And if one of them, not only talking about USC, if one of them opens up before that second year is over, that's where I think it could be within 2 years.
Yeah, I'm still going to
say.
I'm still going to say over.
Okay.
I think it's much more.
All right, I think this is the start of the tumult, and I'm here for it. Not a big Urban Meyer fan. Can't lie to you. I don't think he's a really fun guy. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, but the good
ones. He's very trustworthy.
Some of the great ones aren't. Nick Saban doesn't seem that way, even though he found out he likes these.
Yeah, but at least Nick does the press conferences for the opposing team. Did he ever pull that nonsense with the Dolphins? I don't know. It was a rule back then. I get it, but.
I don't know.
All right, coming up. Well, Japanese, coming up. So Washington hopping on a new quarterback, huh? Out of necessity. Taylor Heinicke, I got a news for you. I like Fitzpatrick. I do. I respect Ryan Fitzpatrick. Today, the Washington football team is better than they were when they came out of the tunnel to start the season on Sunday. We'll connect those dots. We'll see if Teague disagrees. We'll hit that next. Teague and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get... Been in here now. Stu Getz, you're a pup. What do you know about Def Leppard, huh? What do you know about them?
Not a whole lot. I'm trying to learn some of these older songs.
Not a whole lot, he says. Hey, Sunday's another NFL on CBS doubleheader in early action. By the way, Tiki's going to be parachuting in and out of the show, I can tell you, because he's trying to get some soccer match up on Paramount Plus.
Match. You know. It's a Champions League, dude. Liverpool.
Then why do you have to pay for to watch it if it's so important?
Good point.
You know?
I would.
This guy's got three computers. He's got like the old school computers in front of him. No interest in doing this hour until he logs on to this account.
I will reserve comment.
Anyway, early action coming up this weekend. Raiders battle the Steelers. All right. Both teams coming off a dub or an exciting matchup. A couple of rookies get after it. The first of many between Mac Jones and Zach Wilson. Pats and the Jets. And then second-year sensation Justin Herbert is, he's good. And the high-octane Chargers take on Dallas. All right, Dallas trying to avoid the 0-2 start. Coverage noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. JB and the boys on the NFL Today all coming up on Sunday. So, I said before we went to break that I believe, and I really do like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Everybody, I mean, nobody doesn't like Ryan Fitzpatrick.
He's fantastic.
It really is. Smart guy. He's an interesting guy. He's carved out. And I said this about a year ago. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick has somehow managed to carve out the most interesting career outside of Kurt Warner in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, the guy was barely drafted, right? Mm-hmm. Drafted seventh round, bounced around team after team, finally got a few bucks in Buffalo.
Yep.
Didn't merit the money, played very poorly.
I remember that. It was like, why are they paying Ryan Fitzpatrick?
They gave him a lot.
Yeah, I was like, this is a colossal waste of money.
Yeah, no, it turned out to be. Then they got rid of him, then he bounced around, then... You know, we know the quarterback or the organizational carousel that he's been on for a couple of years. But everywhere he's gone, he's carved out a bit of a lasting imprint. I mean, Jameis Winston suspended the first couple of games of the season a couple of years ago. Boom, back-to-back 400-yard games.
Right. NFL record, I think.
Well, Cam did that as well. Cam came out and went 400-400 his first or second year.
I think it was also touchdowns or something. Like, it was yards and touchdowns.
It may have been some sort of something record like attached to Fitz, but I know that...
And it might have been an age thing, to be honest with you.
It could have been. And, you know, listen, everywhere he's gone. You know, Tua's having a rough go. Put Fitzpatrick back in there. We're trying to win games. The Jets set a touchdown mark for Moten, which isn't saying much for the Jets, but he did win 10 games, even though they fell short of the playoffs. The bottom line is we all like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Really like. We'd love to have a beer with Fitzpatrick. We've had him on the show.
No doubt.
Down to earth, good, straight shooting dude. But Washington today, in my opinion, is better than they were when they ran out of the tunnel to start week one against the Chargers.
Why do you say
because
that?
Because Taylor Heineke has upside, and more important than that, and just listen to his teammates. I mean, talk about him. Even going back to the playoff game a year ago, there's an energy and a conviction around him similar to what you feel with Justin Fields and the Bears. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields scores that touchdown.
Yeah.
They all race to him. They pick him up. They rally around him. Taylor Heineke is better than Fitzpatrick, and this is the move that will help them win that division.
Look, I mean, you might be right because he's actually more – he's obviously more athletic because Ryan Fitzpatrick has just gotten older. Not that Ryan Fitzpatrick is a bad athlete because he actually did used to score a lot with his legs.
Yeah.
He was dynamic in that regard. And he was fearless, by the way, so you loved it. But I was so intrigued this preseason by Heineke, and I didn't know whether or not it was an actual competition, like it was a real competition to win the starting job with Ryan Fitzpatrick, because they have so much going for them. Good run game, couple of really good wide receivers as well. Their defense is, you know, it was top five last year. I think it was actually top two or so last year, the defense was. So all you got to do is not make mistakes. And, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick gives you, in theory, the best chance to win just because of his history, because of his experience. And, you know, he's seen these things and he's had, you know, limited bouts of success. But Heineke, he intrigues me because I don't know what his ceiling is, right? I kind of know what Ryan Fitzpatrick's ceiling is, like where he's going to get to, where he can get you to if you needed the offense to be the, you know, the lead of the team as opposed to the defense. You kind of know where it's going to, like, top out at. Heineke, I don't know, right? It could be lower than Fitzpatrick, or it could be significantly higher, but we just really don't know because we haven't seen it.
But the reason I don't think it's going to be lower is because of the affinity that a coach that has now had him in multiple places has for him.
True. You bring him around for a reason.
You bring him around for a reason because you trust him, whether it's the work ethic,
That's the biggest thing.
You know what I mean?
You trust him. That's the biggest thing.
You trust him. And I want to play something from Chase Young in a moment. But first, let's get Ron Rivera on Taylor Heineke. Here's the Washington head coach.
We've seen Taylor do it, you know, in three different situations. You know, last year, Carolina, and then what he did the other day was pretty impressive as well. So I think you're going to trust him enough to know what he likes and doesn't like. I think you're going to trust him to know what he thinks he can do well. I think that's where he is. I think that's where we are with him.
All right, you guys ever hear the song "The Danger Zone" by Digital? Messing around, you in the danger zone.
No,
messing around, you in the danger zone.
I thought you meant the song from Top Gun. Highway to the
highway. No, not that. That's a great one too.
Danger Zone.
Kenny Loggins. Totally, it's Kenny Loggins. Yeah. Totally different. No, Danger Zone is Digital Underground. Back in the day,
I don't remember that.
Oh, you know, it's the.
I should know it because I like Digital Underground.
You should know that one. That's one of the popular ones. But I warn you, we're not about to enter the Danger Zone. We're about to enter the Hyperbole Zone. as I play this cut here from Chase Young, but still, you can strip away some truth. Here we go.
He can do. I think he can start on any other team in the league. So, you know, at that position right now, I don't think anybody's really too worried. I think Taylor can come in and do and sling it.
Okay, so he's basically telling us he can play for any team in the NFL. And by the way, as soon as we play that, Santa tells me in my ear, I don't know that song either. Santa, that is criminal. Now, Stu Getz, you get a pass. You're young. Santa, come on, man. We're in the same demographic. We listen to somewhat the same stuff. How do you not know that song? You're in the zone. When you need another up, another upper. Oh, God.
I know the Humpty Dance. That's about it.
The Humpty. Everybody knows the Humpty Dance. Yeah, every kid, every nerd in every suburb knows the Humpty Dance.
Yeah, I was a nerd in the suburbs.
Really?
I wasn't growing up on the streets of Brooklyn.
I didn't even hear that in Brooklyn.
Hey, that is fair.
No, that's actually a very good retort. But I didn't listen to that in Brooklyn. I was exposed to that when I went to college.
You're also like 5 years older than I am, so you know.
I guess.
I wasn't listening to the Digital Underground.
Did you ever listen to the
up?
Rolling Stones? They formed in the 60s.
No offense to Digital Underground, but they're not the Stones.
Hey, where did Tupac start? Don't sell them that short, man.
Word.
Don't sell Digital Underground that short.
I'm not, first of all, Tupac started.
Because in the 60s, my Humpty knows a ticket.
Tupac started as a backup singer, did a couple of, you know, whatever.
But where did he really, really get his boost? D.U.
That's right.
Yeah, but whatever. At the end of the day, they're not the.
Whatever.
Even Tupac isn't the Stones. As good as Tupac is, he's not the Stones.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hold on.
Well, this is that was a very, and I love the Rolling Stones.
Hold on.
And I love Tupac. If you were to comprise the list of, I don't even know, should I use influential, I can make a very strong and quite frankly, an easy argument that Tupac
I'm trying
is
to
higher on the list of whatever list we're comprising than the Stones are. And I love the Stones.
I'm trying to process I'm trying to process it, BT, because I think.
Well, did you find the soccer game?
I did. Maybe, okay. My brother sent me the password.
There you go.
I'm trying to process this because the Stones have some good songs.
No.
Great songs.
Yeah, there you go.
Great songs. But a lot of them aren't memorable.
In terms of mainstream stuff.
They're not going to, like, 15 years from now, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah.
Well, they didn't hit You and Rhonda in Virginia. I mean, in 100 years from now, Satisfaction, Give Me Shelter.
Yeah.
I mean, just go down the list. Under My Thumb.
But I feel, and maybe I'm biased. See, I've never even heard that. And I'm sure that's one of the big songs.
That's one of my favorites.
Whereas Tupac, I mean, any one of them that comes on, you're just like up and jamming. I'm telling you.
Well, hold on. Is the old middle American white guy, does he know every lyric to Tupac? He might know every lyric to the Rolling Stones. I mean, we've got to incorporate 330 million Americans here. Let's just not make these broad statements.
Samter is Jewish from Scarsdale and grew up in a nice little neighborhood. Did you know every Tupac song?
No.
I knew a lot. So to be honest, growing up, I knew more Tupac than Stones.
There you go.
And I love Tupac. I'm not knocking Tupac, but the Stones are on the very short list of the most influential bands in the history of music. I mean, you date back to the early 60s.
Who's high? Let me ask you this.
Part of the issue, not to cut you up, but part of the issue is that, unfortunately, Tupac's career was cut, unfortunately, short.
For sure.
And the Rolling Stones, almost hilariously, this, like, long-standing, history. And, like, Keith Richards is, like, the brunt of every joke of, like, how to do drugs and get away with it into your 70s and still, perform. And Mick Jagger is just a legend, a sex symbol, but also a musical icon. Listen, this isn't a knock on Tupac. It's like saying the Beatles versus Jay-Z. Jay-Z might be the most influential hip-hop artist of all time, but the Beatles are the Beatles. The Beatles are probably the number one in the history
of
music.
They're high. That's why I was going
to
ask you.
But it's not a knock on Jay-Z to say he's not the Beatles. It's not a knock on Tupac, to me, to say he's not the Stones. The Stones are like the elite of the elite. They're the Peyton Manning, the Tom Brady elite.
Well, so is Tupac, though.
Yes, that's right.
I think Jay-Z, who's higher than Tupac? Okay,
I think Tupac is a step down. I think Dre's is ahead of Tupac because
Dre's also a producer.
That's my point.
We've got to be specific.
Right, I'm talking about influence of music. I'm not talking about talent or whatever.
Influence of music.
Yes, I'm talking about just all-time influence.
Influence of music. Well, Beatles. I mean, N.W.A. was incredibly influential.
For sure.
And
Tupac was incredible, and especially the East Coast, West Coast during the 90s.
Well, that's where everything just popped off the chain. East versus West.
You had to say Puff. Sean Puffy Combs is more influential. Yeah. Maybe not as good of a rapper as Tupac, but he's more influential.
Close. Come on, not even close.
That's my point, but he's more influential. I would put him above Tupac as far as influential.
He just talks. Tupac.
Come on now.
Puffy just talked.
You are really disrespecting Tupac.
It's not about his talent.
Gonna have some people come after you if this keeps up.
He's got great music. I love it, but again,
I don't like this tone that's being said here for Tupac.
We've got the GOATs, and then we've got that next tier down.
Let me ask you this. Eminem or Tupac? More important.
Ooh.
Oh, man, that's tough.
That's a good one.
I probably go Tupac, but Eminem was.
But think about the admission that you're. And again, this is obviously subjective, but when you say Tupac over Eminem, in essence, you're kind of coming back to my point. Think about where Eminem is. Eminem.
Yeah, but Eminem is also not the Stones level. He's that next tier down. They're Brett Favre compared to Peyton
Who's
Manning.
Who's above the Stones? The Beatles? Are you going to put the Who there? Who are you putting above?
No.
Who are you going to put above the Stones besides the Beatles?
Not many.
I agree with that.
Elvis? Frank Sinatra, probably?
Absolutely Elvis. Absolutely Frank Sinatra. Absolutely.
Elvis was corny,
No, corny. Yeah. No, stop,
Some of
dude.
The music was corny.
No, he actually ushered in, like, I'm not saying he was disco, but
because
the gyrations that fed into.
Yes, because he was a white man doing what African-Americans at the time were doing.
But it opened up a whole new genre that white people jumped into, although a lot of white people like, the Commodores and, I heard a lot of that growing up, too. I don't even know what the hell we're talking about, except Santa's pissing me off by disrespecting Tupac. That's the whole point of this.
I'm just saying Tupac is Brett Favre and the Stones are Peyton Manning.
Wait, so Tupac is Brett Favre.
Top 10, whereas Peyton Manning is top 5.
I understand. I get that.
Yeah.
Now, nah, Tupac is more Dan Marino. Mm. I mean, again, you're selling him short. Even with the football analogy, you're selling him short.
Fine. Let's you want to go Dan Marino? I'll go Dan Marino. That's
well,
fine.
I mean,
I'll
you got to
Dan Marino's one of the top.
But Dan Marino doesn't have a title.
But Dan Marino doesn't have the flaws either. So I see the Brett Favre
$100.
Oh, you know what? Here we go. Ready? Tupac is like this is almost insult. I was like Terrell Davis in the sense of just.
Or, get the hell out of here. Ready? Shut his mic off.
Sandy
stop.
Koufax.
Stop.
Sandy Koufax. I'm going with short career.
No.
Career that was cut too short.
No, dude.
Sandy Koufax.
No.
He's Sandy Koufax.
If you're going to go with that, you've got to go with like Lou Gehrig, whose life, whose greatness was snuffed
there you
out.
Go, fine.
Because
Lou
of
Gehrig.
Disease, not
Lou
because, Gehrig. Not you, because you had a bad chronic knee. Stop with these stupid and that. What is he? It's
I'm,
go,
I'm
worse
going
over
just
there.
Generally.
He's trying.
Career
he's
cut
trying
short.
Too hard.
He's trying.
I'm saying career cut short. Like Kurt Cobain's
saying.
In that
so
same
cut
level
short.
As well.
Cut his mic short. Hey, let's get a guy who I will give $100 to if he can sing three verses of any Tupac song. That is Rich Ackerman with our update. Ack, can you sing anything?
You might as well put that like in a good mutual fund because you're going to make a lot of money on the return.
Right to the college fund? Right exactly. To the college fund. All right. We knew you wouldn't contribute much on that, which is good because we're very late, though. Let's get the update from Ack. We'll come back. Little inbounds ad. By the way, you guys want to weigh in on that. We'd love to get your thoughts. Obviously, no right, no wrong. At Tiki and Tierney, who won that little musical debate, which was... doused with idiocy by our producer, Santer. Thanks a lot. Update for Mac. Here he is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
See, this is it, Stu Getz. This is it. Under my thumb. Under my thumb. The Stones. Mm-mm. Bam, bam, bam. Bam, bam, bam. All right. Tiki and Tierney here. CBS Sports Radio. Inbounds, out of bounds. Coming up in a moment. And we will now give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just drop us a tweet at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag AskThePros. That's at CBS Sports Radio. Hashtag Ask the Pros, and stick around, listen later on. We'll take the best one, and we'll handle it on the air, give you some props, and we'll go from there. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, what's it, 2-1? A lot of offense. I should have taken the over in this game. 2-1. Liverpool is down.
They're down. They were
up 1-0, huh?
We literally went to break, BT. They were up 1-0.
What's going on? Defensive breakdowns.
Five minutes. Well, Virgil van Dijk is not playing, so their fullback is compromised here a little bit.
Okay.
And they give up a goal. Mm. And then
ugly goal or well-earned goal?
It was kind of well-earned. It was well-positioned. They sent it in from the midfield, and then guy was on sides. Allison had no chance. The goalie had no chance. And then I walk from the studio, from the behind the glass.
Yes. Which is about 12 feet away from us.
I sit down.
Yep.
And they're celebrating again. AC Milan is.
Better not get up the rest of the show, dude.
I am not. I'm sitting right here watching every second of this from here on out.
Inbounds, out of bounds. Let's roll.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Tiki, as we know, the Bears fell 34-14 to the Rams on Sunday with Andy Dalton putting up pretty paltry numbers, a little less than 5.5 yards per attempt in speedster. Marquise Goodwin averages 11 yards per catch, well below what he usually puts up, about 17 yards a pop. Goodwin questioned the play calling. He told SI, quote, the best way coach wanted to use me. It's challenging, but you got to work with what you're getting. I don't control the plays that are called, end quote. There we go. The fracture has begun. In or out, Teak, the Bears' conservative play calling, good question, is more about Matt Nagy than Andy Dalton.
This is a hard one, man.
So is it Nagy or is it Dalton?
I'm going to say it's Nagy because your job as the offensive coordinator or play caller, head coach in this case, play caller, is to train and then trust your quarterback and put him in positions to feel empowered. What he's doing is actually the opposite of that. He trained him maybe, but he's not trusting Andy Dalton to be that guy. And maybe it's because Andy's limited, which in that case, why the hell aren't you playing Justin Fields, which we've been saying really since he got drafted. I'm going to say inbounds. I think this is more about Matt Nagy.
Okay.
He's got to trust a veteran to be able to do some of the downfield things that you know this offense has, even though it's kind of the Andy Reid philosophy.
No, I got you.
There still are some components that push the ball downfield that they're just not doing.
So you said it's Nagy. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to substantiate why. First of all, Mitch Trubisky in 4 years in Chicago, 6.6 yards per attempt, 7.4, 6.1,
right,
and 6.9. His last year with Nagy, which was a year ago, the 6.9 yards per attempt was 24th in the NFL. Now, you go to Andy Dalton, all right? In 2019, it was 6.6. In 2020, it was 6.5. So that speaks to Dalton not being able to throw it downfield lately. And last year, that rated 28th. Now, you go back to...
And by the way, that was last year with the Cowboys.
Exactly.
That had tons of wide receiver
Absolutely.
Talent.
But offensive line issues.
Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Now, you go to Nagy. Where was he before the Chicago Bears? Well, he was the OC for the Kansas City Chiefs. And in 2016-2017, the two-year run, Alex Smith was the quarterback, and Alex Smith threw it for 7.3 yards per attempt, which, by the way, is very pedestrian. Mm-hmm. You want to be right around that 8. Last year, I believe, it was 9.5 or 10, which was the league leader. Each year, it tends to go up a bit. But yeah. The bottom line is this. I think that Nagy has been surrounded by pretty pedestrian quarterbacks, but I don't think he's done anything to alter the direction of the offense, and that's his job. So we're both saying Nagy.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, former number one overall pick John Wall, 5 All-Star teams. He also averaged 21 points and 9 assists back in 2017. But, of course, the ruptured Achilles, some other injuries, forced him to miss 149 games during that span. Now, Shams reports Wall and the Rockets have agreed to work together to find a proper trade destination. We do believe Wall can still be a significant addition to an NBA title contender, in or out?
I'm going to say inbounds. The challenge, though, is going to be because his contract is so ridiculous.
But it expires soon.
True.
This year or next year.
Yeah.
And I believe next year is a player option.
So maybe
I check that. I believe next year is a player option.
Well,
I feel
better about this. Because, you know, when you're trading a guy who has that much money, you got to make the numbers match, right? You're going to end up having to give up too much. So I'm going to say inbounds. I think he can. I think he's on a mission to be relevant again because he's been irrelevant. It's health issues, obviously, not because he's bad or anything like that, but it's health issues have made him irrelevant for the last two plus seasons.
Yep.
So I'm going to say inbounds. I think he's got a chip on his shoulder, and there's something to be said about a former great player who has a chip on his shoulder.
John Wall also, now this was very, very early because he was drafted whatever year that was. I guess that would have been 13 or 14, whatever the season was, but He was also on an all-defense team. Now, he's not that guy now, not even close, but there were some early defensive chops. It's not like he's a complete turnstile. At least I think if he's in a competitive situation and they're playing for championships, playing for big things, but around people who are chasing championships legitimately, he'll lock in and give you a couple of defensive possessions that can help you win.
Mavs?
The Mavs aren't bad. You know, they just signed Frank Ntilikina, and he's obviously just more defense than John Wall. That's not a bad one, actually. I think that John Wall is going to help somebody because he's got guts.
Yeah.
Now, you get into the numbers, not that great from downtown. Effective field goal percentage, 46%. But, you know, a guy who knows how to score, you know, 20 points per game to the tune of that for his career and was a superstar at one point, a blossoming star, I think it's worth the right situation. Inbounds.
Are you in or are you out?
Mike, should I do the Fox one or the Giants? What do you think? Mix it up. We got time for, what's that? Fox, okay. De'Aaron Fox, quietly becoming one of the better players in the NBA, put up 25 a night last year, 7 assists as well. Now, yesterday, Bleacher Report posted a redraft. A lot of people do this. We've done this with CBS. A redraft of the 2017 draft with Fox 6th. Behind Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, Bam, Lonzo, John Collins. Keep in mind, Collins just got paid from Atlanta. The Kings responded by quote tweeting, saying with the popular expression, "Tell us you don't watch basketball without telling us you don't watch basketball." End tweet. We would take Fox in the top three of the 2017 redraft.
So the top three of the 2017 was Fultz, Ball, Tatum, Jackson. So Tatum I'm still taking there. Yeah, inbounds. Not even a question.
Well, the only question for me would be, are you going, because Tatum would go.
Or do you put Donovan Mitchell up there, too?
I'm definitely putting Tatum. I'm putting Donovan Mitchell. The only thing that I have to battle within myself here is, am I going Bam or am I going De'Aaron
Fox?
I'm
going Fox.
I'm going De'Aaron Fox as well.
Yeah, inbounds. We're agreeing here. Like, it's a guard-driven league, as we all know. And if you have a guy who's dynamic, like Tatum and Donovan Mitchell, you got to take him top three.
I also don't love the fact that Bam needs to continuously be persuaded, prodded to shoot. Like, there's something about Fox that
we talked about.
We did, no doubt. Butler was, so De'Aaron Fox. I mean, if the Kings could ever get good and they could get some high profile games, he's a hell of a player.
When are they ever going to get good, man?
Been a while.
It's been a really long while.
Been a minute.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
Stu Getz, the oldest band that you would say is a favorite of yours would be? The oldest band.
Oldest. I like the Beatles.
You do like the Beatles guy.
I actually love the Beatles.
I'm not a huge Beatles fan.
Really?
I don't doubt their influence.
Yeah. Not about their influence. Their music is just
some of them I like.
Soothing.
Like, yeah, though it is.
Something about it.
I can't argue with that. Santer, do you have something to say there? It looked like you were ready
to
ruin the conversation again.
Then he would have ruined it.
Aaron Rodgers, excuses or reality? We'll hit that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.